You had to be 21 years of age to be accepted into the Australian Army in World War I. 18-year-olds could enlist, but they needed the permission of a parent or guardian. There were at least 100 boy soldiers that we know of who boosted their age to join up. Sarah Atkinson says her grandfather, Jack Roy Johnson, enlisted at Claremont on his second attempt.
He was 16 when he actually travelled to Victoria from northern Tasmania to enlist. And when he was enlisting in Victoria, one of his older brothers who had already enlisted caught him and immediately sent him packing back to Tasmania. And then when he was 17 and a half, he then left his home again near Latrobe and came down to Hobart and enlisted at Claremont. He gave his name as Jack Rollins, and we think that was because he lived underneath Mount Roland and perhaps came to his mind as a name. And he said that he was born in Warrnambool and he was 19. And so they just ticked the box and took him. And I don't think anyone had birth certificates and things like that, so they just take people on trust.
Almost 3 years into his service, the plucky teen was recommended for the military medal.
He was awarded the medal at Zonnebeek, and he was awarded the medal for what they called a signalling under fire. What happened was that during a battle, he was a linesman, so during the battle he kept on going out under fire to rejoin the wires up to all for all the radios and the signals. He was in Gallipoli, and we believe at the same time as his brother who was killed there. And he was finally discharged in 1919 as medically unfit because of gunshot wounds. I don't know whether he really settled in and to life as he perhaps would have liked, because I think he was so scarred. My mother said that when they were living with him, he spent a lot of time at the RSL, and she said that's possibly because that's where he could talk to people with like experiences. So they did their counselling amongst themselves. I can just remember sitting in the lounge room with him, and we were playing with his Gallipoli medal, commemorative Gallipoli medal, which we did every time we visited. And he told us a couple of stories. One was that when they were in Egypt, they had donkeys. Whether the donkeys belonged to the Australians, I don't know, but they would sell the donkeys to the Egyptians. And then as soon as the donkeys could get away, they'd come back like homing pigeons to the Australians, who would immediately get them ready and sell them on again. The other thing he told us was that in France they'd make cigarettes and they'd put tobacco, roll your own, and they'd put tobacco in either end of the cigarettes and dung in the middle to pad them out and then sell them to the French or whoever would buy them.
Young rascal Edgar Salt joined the Claremont camp at just over 14, but it didn't last long. His nephew, Bruce, takes up the story passed down through the family.
Yes, Uncle Edgar. When his father found out he had joined up the camp here in the Claremont, he had already been issued with army clothes, and told him that he had a crooked leg. They had to discharge him, but they charged him for the uniform because he'd already worn it. He must have been in there doing a bit before his father found out. And he might have went home with the uniform on. Only about 14. So in the end, he runs away. And got over to Perth, got on a boat and worked his passage to England and joined up in the English Army. As long as he could walk and he had a trigger finger, the English Army would take him. Edgar Harcourt Salt, Cobber, youngest Aussie in the big scrap, a 14-year-old native of Hobart.
They call me a young giant with a stiff knee. I first enlisted in the Specs Capital, but I was dismissed on my dad pointing out my age and the permanence of my knee injury. I then ducked out and worked my way to the cold country. I joined the Worcesters at 14 and 4 months and arrived in France on my 15th birthday. It took 18 months to develop shell shock. After a spell in Blighty, I returned to the front with the Royal Engineers, but the armistice beat me.
He is a war veteran of 17 and a half years of age.
3 years of service.
He's gassed and got that in the lungs, and he couldn't do much. But my mother nursed him before he died, and he'd say, I want to go to town. She'd help him get dressed and things like that. He'd only get down to the corner, he'd have to come back because he couldn't go any further, he couldn't breathe properly. one day, they said, "Where are you going, Edgar?" He said, "I'm going out to Auntie Violet's to die." And that's what he done.
I've taught children that age, and they're children, and they shouldn't be going to war, and they shouldn't have gone to war. And these poor little, excuse my French, poor little buggers, they didn't know.